Well, good morning. Good to see everyone. If you know, if you look out the window, you realize it's clouded up since we got in the building. It was bright and sunshiny this morning. How many of you remember that? I'll tell you what happened. When I pulled up in my parking space, it was so bright and sunshiny, I said, it's going to be hot when I get back in this car. So I opened the window about that much. That's why it clouded up. But I noticed it, got out there and rolled it back up. That's why it's not raining right now. See, it works that way. How many of you know that? It seems that way sometimes, don't it? All right, book of 1 John. We're going to get into chapter 4 this morning. And as we continue to go chapter by chapter and verse by verse, we remind you again, the book is written to us as members of the family. We are in the family of God, born again into them. We have a special relationship. But there's things we need to be aware of. One of the biggest lies the devil loves to tell us, and we'll get on to him a little bit in these next few verses. He likes to tell somebody, if you just get saved, everything will be perfect from now on. I remember him lying to me that way. It does not work that way. In fact, the struggle often intensifies because he's more against you to stop you from being a testimony and serving God. I remember I was doing good on the racetrack. I was winning more than losing, and slow time of year, I'd taken a job also, they were fixing to have a big race in Orlando, and the boss just insisted that we go do some work that morning, and the race was about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock that afternoon, supposed to be at the track. So I came back into Orlando driving up down from the north, and my racing team was supposed to meet me there with the car and everything ready. I just gotten saved, and I remember driving down the road having this conversation in my head. You know, you done pretty good as a lost man. Yeah, everything's going to go right now. I mean, you done a favor. You let God save you. Now everything's going to be perfect. Now I'm driving down the road thinking, what a great day I'm going to have. Till I got to the racetrack. Found out my team had miscued and taken the car to the Tampa track instead of the Orlando track. Bad day. I said, what went wrong? Well, the devil likes to build your expectations up like that, don't he? But you better be wise to it. So as we ended chapter 3 here in 1 John, we ended on the great commandment, which is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the very last verse of chapter 3 of 1 John says, and he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Now, here's the context. Yes, you have the Spirit of God that moves in when you get born again. That brings the assurance and you realize something different about you. You become a new creature. So as we start chapter 4 and verse 1, now he's saying, you folks that do have the Spirit in you, you've been born again. You know you're saved. The Spirit witness inside of you. You know you're saved. But wait a minute. Next verse in chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved. Yeah, that's us. We're in the beloved. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Uh-oh. Not just one spirit. Not just the Holy Spirit. Here's a little S, spirit. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Well, now, wait a minute. Now it's getting complicated. You mean some other spirit can speak to me besides the Holy Spirit? Yes, he can. What does he have in mind for me? Not the best, but the worst. What does he want to do to get me to do what he wants done? Deceive me. So here we're told to test the spirits. And it says here, they're not all of God. And then notice we can learn a lot just from looking at the words here in this verse. It says, and many false prophets are going out into the world. Now, wait a minute. He's talking spirit. Now he's talking man, a prophet. Well, wait a minute. What he's saying is that spirit needs a body to use. He needs a tongue to use. He needs an idea to use. And guess what? He picks up a man just like you and I would pick up a hammer to drive a nail. He picks up as we pick up a pen to write, he'll whisper to our minds. We're not immune to that. I believe Peter was a saved man, but Jesus had to rebuke the devil in him one time, remember? Said, get thee behind me, Satan. The truth is, this is where we live right now. This is our daily challenge. You say, things aren't going well. Which spirit's messing with you? Which one are you tolerating? Which one are you giving your ear to or your heart to? Yep. It's very real, folks. Now, Apostle Paul says a lot about it. Of course, one of the most famous verses we would think of with the Apostle Paul would be over in Ephesians chapter 6. Remember what we teach our kids in Sunday school? Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, listen, Paul says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in high places. What's Paul saying? He's saying you think that man done it to you, but the spirit that man was listening to, the devil that was leading him, did it to you. And you know what? We fall for that a lot. We're deceived a lot. Even believers can be deceived, not possessed, but deceived. Big difference. You think on that a little bit. Now, somebody asked me a while ago, what do you think of the election? I didn't like it. Amen. But truthfully, I didn't expect much more. Amen. The devil is deceiving the world big time right now. And he's deceiving good people. And he got bad plans for us. And his plan is moving along. The only good thing about the election is God said some more bad things had to happen. And they're happening. And they're going to happen. And Jesus is really the only one going to win. That don't mean I shouldn't fight it. Don't mean I shouldn't resist it. And be smart enough to not be deceived by it. But at the same time, I recognize a struggle, a warfare that's been going on from the Garden of Eden on. When Satan appeared to Eve, that started the warfare big time. And it's been going on ever since. And so we're getting some deeper insight here from John writing this, from what Paul said, we're wrestling not just with flesh and blood. I forget which one is the smarter. Now, all you folks got an opinion. Which one is the smarter, a dog or a cat? Now, I would vote for the dog.
Amen.
So I'm going to tell this. This is something they've checked out, and you've heard me say it. They say that if you throw a stone at a cat, which is a good thing. But anyway, if you throw a stone at a cat, the cat will look at the stone. If you throw a stone at a dog, he'll look at you because you threw the stone. Got it? All right, we ought to look who threw the stone. It's not flesh and blood, it's the devil. It's the spirit. So somebody's giving you a hard time, you need to look past them sometime. That'll help you deal with them. That'll help you handle them. There's an evil cause behind that. The Satan is behind that. And he's talking about here, try the spirits. Now, he wouldn't tell us to try them if it would not be a way to try them. And he will follow here with a way we can try them. Oh, it's not totally foolproof because we are not. We're not spiritually at the level that oftentimes we do get deceived, but we are warned not to be deceived, and we are warned not to listen to every spirit. And of course, I get back, we had a great mission conference, and the Bible was emphasized much in the mission conference. And if the truth is, the more we know the Word of God, the less we'll be deceived by the wrong spirit.
Amen.
And that is the yardstick. That is the test. And it is important. Now, here he's speaking of the Spirit of the Lord given us, and now the danger of false spirits coming in to confuse us. And we're told not to believe every spirit. That means we just learn here from the terminology of the words, there's more than one. There's more than one. And so don't believe every spirit. When you speak of everything, you think of more than one. There's more than one bad spirit. There's one devil, but many devils. We call them demons, but the King James Bible don't use the word demon. It uses the word devil. And that's telling us something, that they are devils. And there's a lot of studying and a lot of talk on demonology today. Very real, very real. And we understand that. And they're out to deceive us. Whole nations are deceived. And that's certainly true today, including America. We're deceived in too many ways, too many ways. We've started out with honoring God, but we have got to the place. Now, I'm not going to get into the politics, but I just say this. One of the reasons some of the better ones lost and some of the worst ones got in is because the depraved character of man. For instance, one of the issues that caused several folks to lose was the stand they took against abortion. Now, what does that say to God? Here's a nation who would rather kill their babies than have the freedom that I have given them. So we're paying the price. It's human genocide is what it is. You heard me say this, so I won't put no time on it. The whole issue of abortion in America was started to thin down a race of people, and the black race of people ought to understand it was aimed at them. And Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and Ginsburg, that was on the Supreme Court, that just died. Boy, she's got a lot to answer for. Into eugenics. That was the whole thing. And yet, the very political party that pushes abortion gets its biggest strength. More of a block of people vote in the black community. And yet, that very thing that they stand for was started to kill them off. Now, help yourself in Radio Land or wherever. And by the way, this kind of thing that I'm just saying right now could get me some time in jail, because it's not politically correct to tell the truth anymore. And people are being arrested today for what they say, even what they think. That's happened now in our country. Bad spirits, spiritual warfare, deep, behind the scenes. There is a warfare between God and the devil. Man has a free moral choice. He can choose which spirit to listen to, or what is right and wrong according to the word of God. He can do that. And we're told not to believe every spirit. They can speak to us. They can deceive. And whole nations. I'm going to meddle a little further. There's a nation down here south of us called Haiti. If you want to go into voodooism, and if you want to know something about the zombies and all that business, you go to Haiti. And you talk to our missionaries that have been down there. And they got some stuff to tell you that you probably wouldn't believe. But if you'll go back to the beginning of that nation, you'll find out in its very founding they made a commitment with the devil. I know what I said. It's provable. Dr. Lee, you know what I'm talking about. Brother Swinder and all the stuff he told us and all the other missionaries. They had a ruler down there called Baby Doc. He was a big baby. He was a big man. And while he would be what we would call the president, he was in voodoo up to his eyeballs. And all that business going on. You say, well, there couldn't be any zombies. Well, the man made zombies, so to speak. They dig up the dead. And by Satan's power, they actually move them around to a great degree. Now, I want to tell you something good on the good side. If you're born again, you've got the Holy Spirit of God, and you have a choice to follow the Lord, and they don't have any power over you. Amen. This junk you hear on TV about going to be a zombie attack, it's a bunch of nuts talking that. The truth of the matter is, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, you can go places and do things protected that the average person, average man that's lost can't. And I can't get into the details of telling stories because my time would be gone. But I know some stuff about it. I pastored 50 years. A lot of talk among what we call Pentecostals and Charismatics about demon possession. It does take place, but not near as often as people talk about it. Not near as bad, but it can happen. In 50 years of pastoring, I can think of maybe three times in 50 years that I actually believe I dealt with people totally possessed by a demon or a devil. That's a long time out of 50 years, just three. I met a lot of folks thought they were, and they made other folks think they were, but they were not. They were not. We blame the devil a lot of times for nothing but our own desires and our own lust of the flesh to do. And that goes on. But it is real on occasion. That's not what our biggest fear is. Our biggest fear is what he's talking about here in this verse. Just hearing the suggestions. Just making daily decisions that we shouldn't make. Going against God or against his word. That's not demon possessions. That's being stupid and listening to the wrong spirit. And not measuring it by the word of God. Don't blame the devil every time you have a flat tire. Or every time you get a cold. That's just common to man. That happens. There's a big difference in being totally sold out and possessed by him and having suggestions to you that you follow and that you listen to and things that go against the word of God. But it's a very real subject here that needs our attention. And yes, born again people that have the Holy Spirit of God living in them have a choice and they have a protection. I think I've told you this story before. This one brother Swinder, who was a missionary down there in Haiti a long time, one of the stories he told, he had some doozies, buddy. And he believed them. And very likely they were true. He was in the place where the devil had control so much of the time. But they love to put hexes on people. They love to make little dolls and stick pins in them. All that, you've seen all that kind of stuff. And there's a little bit to it. You know why there's something to it? Because the people they've put in the hex on believes in it. Brother Swinder said they were having an evangelistic meeting. He was having a preacher in. They were preaching in his church in Haiti. He said every time that the witch doctor would come in with his fetishes and his chants and his beads and all the stuff that come in, all his decoration, the way he was dressed. Said every time one of them would come in, the people would be scared and they'd get up and leave and just run the service. And he said one night the preacher was preaching and the witch doctor came in and sat down on the back row. We'd call him a witch doctor and he was a voodoo priest. And he said people started to get up and leave. He said, I stepped up and told the preacher the meeting's over. Just kill the spirit. They're all scared. And the preacher said, don't dismiss them. Hold on just a minute. And he walked out of the pulpit and walked back to the back pew where the voodoo witch was. And he sat down in the pew in front of him and turned around and looked him in the face. And he said, how does it feel to be a loser? And the witch doctor looked at him and said, what? He said, I said, how does it feel to be a loser? You know that your boss is going to be cast in the lake of fire, don't you? He said, you know all that. He said, you're going to lose. He said, the guy got up and left. Now tell me, that's scriptural. I don't have time to turn to it. And I can't see the clock. I know I've got till dark, but... But try to pick what I can on it. but you think about this, that if we don't listen to that crowd, we have protection.
Amen.
And Brother Swinder and other missionaries have said they would try to put a hex on people. And he said they discovered that if they were saved and born again, they couldn't put a hex on. Amen. Well, that's me and that's you if you're saved. Amen? Amen? But they're gonna try. They're going to do all that they can. And the false spirits are out there. But pick it up here. Now it says false prophets have gone out into the world. Now think about what that's saying. It's saying there is a false spirit, a bad spirit, a devil spirit in the false prophet. Does the false prophet know he's false? Maybe not. Maybe he thinks he's telling the truth. But he's deceived. But he's false. And you and I have got the right to test the spirits. Now, he's going to give us the test right here. And this still holds true to this day with every heresy you can name in these next verses. Still holds true. One of the big things that the devil likes to do is get God's people disturbed with a spirit of fear. And we saw that during this COVID thing. And take control. And it's still lasting in many, many circles. I saw a guy jogging down the street the other day, a mile from anybody, still had a mask on, choking himself to death. Spirit of fear. Foolishness. Listening to the wrong spirit. But even with nations, I speak of the nation of Haiti, you go back near beginning and you'll find out that stuff is still holds big sway on them. They'll show you some of it on TV every now and then. And they'll even show you a zombie or two on TV every now and then. And while we're not worried about a zombie invasion, by the way, most of them stagger around. You feel like if you pushed them, they'd fall. So why are you afraid of a fellow like that? They elected one in Pennsylvania, by the way. Check it out. Dumbest thing I could believe, man. Fellow with a hoodie on and tattooed every piece of skin that was showing. And all right, it's easy to get on that. Bad spirit behind that, I guarantee you. Listening to the wrong side, no doubt there. That's too bad. But here's what he tells us: to try the spirits to see if they be of God. Now, somebody with a clear mind, even if they're lost, ought to be able to see the difference between good and evil. But we've moved to a day that it's blurred. It's blurred because all the brainwashing, all the propaganda that goes over the wire, goes over the news, and starts with the kids young in school. No wonder they don't know right from wrong when they get to be teenagers and later. But it's important here that we know about this. We're supposed to resist it. Now, it is a warfare. Again, time won't allow me, but if I could direct you, you could read chapter 9 and chapter 10 in the book of Daniel. Daniel was praying one of the great prayers you'll read in the Word of God, confessing his sin, the people's sins, and why God's punishment, having taken Israel into captivity for 70 years into Babylon. And Daniel is praying about it. He's praying, and his answer don't come. And then we discover, as we read the two chapters, there was an evil spirit called the Prince of Persia withholding Daniel's prayer. And then a good spirit shows up. Some even believe it was the Lord Jesus Christ showing up to Daniel. But on the good side, the good spirit said, "We heard you when you first began to pray. But we've been withheld." The Prince of Persia has, which tells us something else. And there's a strong possibility of this. We'll find out when we get to heaven. There were big devils, so to speak, big spirits over certain territories. I just mentioned Haiti. Now we find out there in the book of Daniel, the Prince of Persia, that is a geographical location. It's Iran today. You know that, don't you? And you certainly would have to admit today the devil is having his way there. Still is. Biggest threat to nuclear attack upon Israel and America is Iran yoked up with some of the other nations like Russia and others that have the power. Oh, it's a tricky time. Even Joe Biden woke up the other day enough to say we could be close to Armageddon. He got a lot of flack from that. Somehow or another, they let him say something that wasn't written down on the screen in front of him. But anyway, the devil's behind that business. He's always been behind it. You find it in the Bible. You find Daniel praying and one spirit being, the good spirit answer prayer being withheld by the, and a conflict that went on there. And even Michael, the archangel, had to come and intervene to finally get through. And that's another reason we ought to be persevering in prayer too. Just because you didn't get the answer 30 minutes after you prayed and you quit. There may be some forces out there not wanting you to get the answer, not wanting you to have God's way, and resisting you. This is a study we could, I'll probably get into it next week. You didn't listen very fast this morning. I'll have to get back on it some, because there's a lot in the Bible. A lot in the Bible. I've been asked before, preacher, why didn't you cast the demon out of so-and-so? You're looking at a preacher that don't go around looking to pick a fight that he can't win sometime. You want to be pretty wise. If God takes you into it, he'll take you out of it. But if you get presumptuous that you're somebody and you got some power, you're fixing to have a hard lesson to learn. And been a time or two I was in a situation where God saved me from that stuff. Gave me power over it, but there's been some times I was smart enough to walk around it. And I'll give you some homework. Y'all like homework, don't you? Read chapter 19 in the book of Acts about a little encounter of some men trying to cast some demons out. The seven sons of Sceva, remember the story? Just go ahead and look at that. And they did that without God. God didn't send them. They had no power from God. They had no authority from God. And so when they tried to cast the demon out of the man, they knew Paul had been doing it. They'd heard about Paul doing it. So they used Paul's name. And they used Jesus' name, but they had no power over the demon. Remember what the demon said to him? He said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? And then the demon used the man's body to attack all seven of them. One human body beaten up on seven more, sending them away wounded and naked, the scripture says. Strip the clothes off of them. I'm not going to get into it much, but I have seen a time or two. And 50 plus years of ministry, that when the demon can come on a very weak human body and make a Superman out of him, make a Samson out of him. And that's very real. Supernatural, underworld, devil strength, it can happen. Our young folks today on the dope scene and all the stuff that's, and by the way, they do have these trips, they call them. The devil does deceive their minds. But it's not just the kids on dope. You got religions like yoga. I hope you ain't a yoga practicer. Excuse me, but you're stupid if you are. You are playing with a foreign god that is not from the Lord God Jehovah. You say, but I meditated. You got fooled. You want to meditate, here's the place to do it. Right here in this book. That is taking America. When I was out in California, every building had a sign on it. Yoga lessons, yoga lessons, yoga meetings. If you want to know what's wrong with America, foreign gods have infiltrated us. From the school right on up. And we're paying that price right now. When you see dumb stuff like happened here in the election, that's what's going on. Listening to the wrong spirit. And you know how they trap people with yoga? know how a lot of folks get trapped? It's a health secret. Take this pill and you'll be reinvigorated to be 20 years old again. That's a lie. But the devil will lie to you on every counter. So you learn to meditate. You learn to control your spirit. You're listening to the wrong spirit. Folks, have you seen those Hindu gods? Those are pictures of demons. Somebody with 8 arms, pink elephants. That's devil stuff. That's not of God. But look how many millions of people follow and believe that junk, listening to the wrong spirits. All right. He's writing to us as children of God, telling us not to be deceived, to try the spirits. I didn't get into the test of the spirits, but it's in the next few verses. Learn it, because every cult and ism and heresy today fail the test. And it's about Jesus. You know that. And they fail the test. Time's up, I guess.